Welcome back, everybody, to the Serial Hustler podcast. I am the one and only Serial Hustler, and I'm here to whip your butt into reselling shape in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's get into it, y'all. What is the Serial Hustler podcast? You've never heard of us? Well, this is what we can offer you. We can offer you content that is talking about some of the latest side hustles, ways to earn money on the side of a normal income with the hopes of eventually becoming your own boss and, you know, starting your own business and not having to work for a boss. Basically, that's like the number one thing. If I can do anything, is I would like to inspire anybody else just how I was inspired when I first initially got into reselling. So, in doing that and staying true to that, you know, our why we exist, the number one reason to inspire others to be able to make money and control their own income, which in turn gives them more control over their life, because we do live in a capitalistic society, like it or not. You know, money is a faction of our lives that we need to take seriously. So, without further ado, if that sounds interesting to you, stay tuned. All right, so we were starting straight from scratch. We were starting at the very beginning. We've never sold anything in our lives, except maybe one time when we were younger. When we were 7 years old, we had a lemonade stand. And, you know, we had fun doing that. And we learned about money and how to handle money when we were younger. But you've never sold anything on eBay. You've heard about people doing it. It sounds interesting. You really want to get into it, but you're not really sure where to start? Well, this is the perfect podcast for you. This is what you need to know. So, all right, how to start? How to start reselling? All right, so you're going to need a couple of things. Not much. You're going to need either internet access, a way to get online, a smartphone with a decent camera to take, you know, good pictures for your items. And for the record, most cameras have stellar, amazing cameras that have way more megapixels, have way more bells and whistles than they need for what we need a camera for. So, I mean, more often than not, if you got an iPhone, you're good to go. If you got a, you know, a Samsung, OnePlus, whatever, you should be all right in that department. So, internet access, own a smartphone with a good camera. All right, so the next step is to download the Mercari app. And the reason why I chose this app was because I feel like it is a great beginner reseller app to get started on, because there's basically, as soon as you download the app, there's a little couple of icons at the very bottom of the app, and the center icon is the listing one. All you got to do is click that. It'll pop up and it will ask you to submit pictures for your item, fill out the blanks, you know, all the details, so customers can find your item when they're looking on the Mercari site. And in addition, I will provide a link. It'll be my referral link to get the Mercari app. So do check the description box for that, and that'll lead you straight over to the Mercari app that you need. And just download that referral link right there. So yes, I said, you know, when you list an item, it's going to be that center bottom button list. And like I said before, fill out the required fields for the item. Say if you did clothing, you're going to definitely want to put in measurements like how wide the shirt is, how long the sleeves are. If it's a dress shirt, like a Donald Trump button-up shirt that you got from the thrift shop, you can actually look up and get a template for the various different types of measurements that you need for those particular dress shirts. And that kind of just makes it easier. So I would recommend to do that if you're going to be selling clothing online. That way, you know, with a template, you can just cut it, paste it, and then you can fill in, you know, what the length, the width, the height, all that jazz. So moving on. Let's see. So, all right. And then actually, you can do that, or if you want, like many apps, you can do this on eBay, you can do it on Amazon. Pretty much all of the reselling apps, you can look up your item. Just type into the search box what you're selling. For example, say you're selling a vintage Tasmanian plush Space Jam plush doll, and you're selling that online. I would just type that in, you know, Space Jam plush 90s vintage. I would find the exact one that I'm selling. I would scroll down until I see the sell similar button, click that. It's going to automatically copy and paste over their title to yours. You might want to change it up a little bit if you want to make it more personalized to your item, or it might be verbatim perfect what you need to get it sold. So the next step, what I usually do is I'll take pictures. And you can do that directly in the app. You can take pictures and then it'll upload into the listing. After you do the pictures, well, actually, before I go any further, when it comes to pictures, there's a lot of advice that I could give. I mean, so with pictures, you don't want there to be too many distractions. You want your item to be the center of the photograph. You don't want any shadows. You want it illuminated. You want natural lighting if possible. So a lot of times I do my photograph listing outside. So I get, you know, just that natural sunlight, and nothing is better than that, really. I mean, especially when you're starting out, it's going to look a night and day, complete different look from, you know, taking a picture inside where there's zero windows or like one tiny little window compared to going outside or going right next to a window where when the sun's out and it's all, you know, bright and sunny outside. So, yeah, definitely make sure that your item is illuminated. Crop the photo and make sure it's not blurry, and then that's pretty much it. I mean, and then as you get better, you can invest money into getting a camera kit and like a setup where you can take more professional pictures. But we're just starting out for right now, and that's a luxury at this point in time. So, all right. So we got that part done. Let's see. After filling in the required fields, we got to choose a shipping option. Personally, I like to do free shipping for the customer, and I will use Pirate Ship, this website, which is separate from Mercari. It's a website where you can go on, create a free account, and they offer discounts on shipping. So You go on there, and instead of getting your UPS or USPS shipping services directly from UPS or USPS, you get a discount through Pirate Ship. And usually, from what I've found from my experience, it's a lot cheaper than, you know, going the route of whatever deal Mercari has in FedEx or UPS. Usually it's a better deal if you go through Pirate Ship. And then also there's pros and cons to free shipping too that you do need to consider. I usually do free shipping because it does entice the seller to, you know, purchase it compared, like, if I know that when I go shopping, if it's got free shipping on it, you know, I have a stronger desire to buy that item if it's got free shipping and I'm choosing between an item. Like, it's a no-brainer. Of course I'm gonna go with the free shipping. Why would I spend $4+ extra to pay for the shipping in that item if it's literally the same price, free shipping? So that's definitely gonna speed up your sales if you do free shipping. People love free shipping. It's ever since Amazon, you know, came out with Prime and the two-day shipping thing, that is kind of the norm for people. Like, people expect expedited shipping. They want to get their items ASAP, fast as possible. They don't want to mess with shipping. They just want to get their item, you know? So try to put yourself in the customer's shoes and then you can, like, you know, make the your price decisions accordingly on, like, whether you want to ship through Pirate Ship or Mercari. With Mercari, they for a small fee, they will pack and ship it for you, but I don't like to do that because it takes away from my ROI at the end. And I wouldn't really recommend that if you were starting out too. You got to save every... You got to be a penny pincher when you're starting out. And I mean, when I started out, I didn't have any pennies to rub together, really. I mean, I had nothing. all I had was just... I had stuff. And that's how I got started. And that's how I recommend a lot of people start. Just start around sourcing, getting these supplies. Don't go out and buy stuff. Sell stuff that you already own. A lot of people don't even realize it, but they have thousands upon thousands of dollars of stuff locked away in attics, in locker rooms, you know, and they pay for their stuff to be, they pay a monthly fee for their stuff to be in there, and they're not even using it. And the same goes for clothing. There's so much wasted articles of clothing out there that there's really an excess that, I mean, it's a, I don't want to get off topic too much, but, like, there is definitely, like, so much waste going on within the fashion industry, and I think that's pretty apparent. And with reselling, as it pertains to clothing, it's actually, it's better for the environment. You know, you're reusing something, repurposing something, and giving it a second life or a second meaning. Or like, I know that there was this one reseller, he was selling on Etsy. He would go out, get like a nice vintage pair of jeans, maybe like some Tommy Hilfiger jeans or something, and then he would make them into some cutoff shorts and kind of give them like a distressed look, and then sell them on Etsy, and that works. I mean, that's, and you're also, it's also good for the environment too. So, you know, why not? But yes. And then I think I've covered everything as far as when you start out reselling. With pricing your items. Okay, so yeah. I did already previously talk about this, pretending that you are the customer and searching for your particular item you're selling to see what's going on with your competitors, what your competitors are offering, the advantages and disadvantages, and then you price accordingly. So, all right, so you made a sale. Congratulations, you made your first sale. Woohoo! Time to pack and ship. Here is a pro tip. Pre-pack your items so that when it is time to ship your items, all you got to do is just slap the shipping label on it and ship it out to the customer. Another tip is, so it is bubble wrap, for example, is incredibly pricey for some reason. I have no idea why, but it just is. And so are boxes too. I mean, if we're really, it's pretty incredible the crazy prices that they have on packing supplies. Like if you go into Staples or an Office Depot, next time you go in, look at how much the boxes and the bubble wrap is. And believe me, you do not want to waste your money on that when you're starting out. You got to save every little bit of money to put back into the business so it can grow. And so, how do we get our packing supplies? So, there's a bunch of different ways that you can do it. My favorite is to just dumpster dive and get packing supplies that way. You can actually get literally, virtually, probably all your packing supplies by just hitting up a couple of dumpsters and, you know, getting the padding, the foam, the packing peanuts, you know, all that jazz, and at no charge. And then, I mean, more often than not, that's how I would get all of my shipping supplies that way. I would get from doing that way, and then also I would get extra boxes and bubble wrap from where I worked. So like whenever we would get orders in, some inventory came into the store, I knew that later on when I was going home, I would be able to, you know, ask my boss for if I could bring home those boxes and bubble wrap. And usually he was totally cool with it. And also at the same time, I was helping clear out space in the store. So it was a win for both of us. The only thing that I had to spend money on for packing supplies was just packing tape. That was the only thing. And that's not too pricey. It's not going to break the bank to, you know. And if you're really hurting for money, you can always borrow some packing tape from somebody, or, you know, I mean, there's a way to get things done, and there's usually more than one way to get it done. It's not like a multiple choice answer where there's only four potential answers, A, B, C, or D. No, there's a million potential answers, you know? There's more than one way to skin a cat. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible. Whoever came up with that is a terrible person, because I love cats and I can't even imagine skinning a cat. But just for the sake of making a point, you know, there's more than one way to do something, and just be open to all possibilities. And then also, I would recommend when you're starting out, like, keep a notebook to write down important information in. So when you're listening to podcasts, YouTube videos, reading books, and you learn something interesting, you can write it down. That's it. That's how you get started. So I wish you the best of luck. I hope you make tons and tons of money. I hope that it is able to help you move forward in your life. It's able to give you more freedom. And also create, and it's fun going and sourcing supplies because you're literally getting paid to shop. And who doesn't like to shop, am I right? Come on now. So anybody else want to join the e-commerce bandwagon? Because it's not too late, guys. You can still get in on the action. Join me. Shall you?